Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
OFM Sport.
And for another Rugby World Cup report, it is a big week at the Rugby World Cup in France, as all 8 quarterfinalists will be confirmed by Sunday night, and it will go right down to the wire. Now, Sunday night, the Springboks returned to winning ways and put themselves in a favourable position to advance to the knockout rounds with a 49-18 win over Tonga in Marseille. While the Boks lead Pool B after the victory over the Sea Eagles, the match between the world's top-ranked team Ireland and Scotland will determine the Springboks' fate. The Scots have a tough ask as they have to beat the Irish, but a bonus point win won't be required. While it is a big mountain for Gregor Townsend's Chargers to climb, nothing is impossible at the World Cup. The Springboks' win against Tonga has come at a high price as the former Cheetahs winger Makazole Mapimpi suffered a blowout fracture of his cheekbone following a head-on-head contact. Springbok coach Jacques Nienaber confirmed the injury to the speedster, and they may only have a better indication of the severity later today, but he is out of the World Cup.
He unfortunately have a blowout fracture of his cheekbone, so probably go for specialist scans and stuff tomorrow morning to determine the severity of it, but yeah, he sustained a blowout fracture.
The Springboks are in a position where they have plenty of time to rest and recuperate for the potential quarterfinals, as they will not be in action at all this week. They have played for 4 weeks on the bounce, and it will be a welcome break from the game itself. And this is also very similar to in 2019 when they finished their pool games earlier as well. Now, the important thing for the Springboks will be to hit the reset button, especially from a mental aspect. Nienaber said they will draw on their experience from Japan 4 years ago as they wait to find out their fate.
The positive is that it's pretty much similar to what we experienced in 2019. We also finished our pool quite early in 2019, and I think we had a 12 or 13 day preparation break before we went into the quarterfinal against Japan. So it is something that we have done before as a group and as a team, and it worked out well for us back then. So our players now, we'll give them off now for 2 to 3 days, and then we'll start preparing.
Meanwhile, the week's action gets underway on Thursday evening with the All Blacks in action against Uruguay in Lyon, while on Friday evening, France will tackle Italy at the same venue. And Saturday's big game between Ireland and Scotland at Stade de France in Paris kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. That's all for now. I'll be back with a full sports bulletin at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on OFM.co.za.